as we spring from the harnesses of our parachutes to seize arms for battle. The legions of evil are many, Father. Grace our arms to meet and defeat them in thy name and in the name of the freedom and dignity of man. Let our enemies who have lived by the sword turn from their violence, lest they perish by the sword. Help us to serve thee gallantly and to be humble in victory. General Taylor came next, but his speech was drowned out by a formation of C-47s passing overhead. Then the roster of the dead and missing was read out. It seemed to drone on endlessly. There were 414, and each name brought a sharp intake of breath from the surviving members of the soldier's squad, platoon, company. Each time he heard the name of a man he knew, Webster thought of his family sitting quietly in a home that will never be full again. The readings ceased abruptly with a private whose name began with Z. The regiment marched off the field to the tune of Onward, Christian Soldiers. The 101st Airborne Division was now a part of the 1st Allied Airborne Army, which included the U.S. 17th, 82nd, and 101st Airborne. Together, the U.S. units constituted the 18th Airborne Corps. The Polish 1st Parachute Brigade and the British 1st and 6th Airborne Divisions, plus the 52nd Lowlanders, air transported. General Matthew Ridgway commanded the 18th Corps. General Lewis Brereton commanded the Airborne Army. General Taylor remained in command of the 101st. General James Gavin commanded the 82nd. All these generals and their senior subordinates were itching to get the Airborne Army into action. But every time they made a plan, briefed the men, transported them to the marshaling areas, and prepared to load up, the ground troops overran the DZ and the mission was canceled. It happened again at the end of August. On the 30th, at midnight, Taylor ordered company formations. The men were told to pack their bags for an 0800 departure for Membury. At the airdrome, along with all the other activity, a money exchange took place. English pounds for Belgian francs. Thus, the men knew the objective even before the briefing. Finance officers told those who did not have a pound note, tough. The DZ was to be near Tournai, Belgium, just across the border from the French city of Lille. The aim was to open a path for the British Second Army in its drive across the Escaut Canal and into Belgium.